Hey, howdy and happy day. My wife asked me just the other day what I want to be when I grow up. So it made me think, what don't I want to be? It occurred to me there's a couple of things that I don't want to be. Three things. Actually, number one, I don't want to ever be gay. I could never remember all of those letters. Number two, I don't ever want to be a politician. I can't remember all the women I slept with. I don't need people creating it all and coming up and saying, look at all these women that you did bad things for, right? Number three, I don't want to be a liberal because I have a brain. You got all that? Just saying now, you got President Biden. The other day, I think it was Wednesday, he gave a speech to the nation. And he said a bunch of goofy things. But one thing that got me was he said this: we are also securing our border. Border crossings are lower today than when the previous administration left office. That's laughable. That is so sick. This guy, he lies. He's a liar. That's terrible. They're all liars. They lie all of the time. And then they say that the other people lie. That's all they say about Trump. He tells a lie. He doesn't tell the truth about anything. And they talk like this. Don't ever let a fact get in your way. This is spooky because a lot of people do buy into it. I got to tell you, the left-wing organization, Black Lives Matter, even they are upset, and they're pretty far left, and they're saying, what's going on here? This installation, this crowning of the vice president to be the nominee, I mean, that's not fair. We need public participation in the nomination process, not just the nomination, but party delegates. They go on to say it's like a dictatorship. Guess what? It is. That's what left-wingism is. I met a lady just the other day that was really interesting. It was bizarre, actually. Let me tell you the story. She said she was talking to a group of people, like-minded people, I think, to her. I just happened to be there. I was out on the beach, and I just finished a run. And she said, I am left of left. I haven't heard that term before. Left of left, to me, I've always said pinko or commie because that's more applicable maybe, but she's left of left. So I couldn't help myself. I had to talk a little bit, and I said, what does that mean? Who do you identify with? And she said, well, you know, with the vice president, the president, we're all left of left, and it's good for the country. And I said, explain that. What would you do to do good things for the country? And she said, well, one thing is Donald Trump should not be allowed by law to run for public office. I said, oh, why? Well, because he says things that hurt, you know, democracy. I said, really? It hurt democracy? I said, what's your thoughts on the vice president getting, you know, this $100 million from this war chest and the people donated, but not to her. They donated to another person, and now she gets that money. And she said, that's perfect. That's what we want. I said, really? What about all the people, though, who put the money up? And she said, no, implied that they're stupid and we will think for them. And it went on and on. And I, you know, it wasn't my gathering. I was just running by, as it were. So I also thought, what's the point? I mean, I can talk all I want. You can't get through to these people. But that's what we're dealing with. People like us, people that want a good nation, a good country, we're dealing with that. It's spooky, but it is what it is. It's not very nice. Now, Harris ripped this fellow, what's it, J.D. Vance, J.D., he ripped him to pieces after his speech at the convention last week, the week before maybe. It was compelling, she said, his speech, but it's not the full story. And what he's not telling is the story. He did not talk about Project 2025, the blueprint for a second term. The plans are extreme and they are divisive. Well, firstly, Trump has said repeatedly that he has nothing to do with this Plan 25. However, he has also said some of the items in there are extreme, but some of them I would do. Some of them are pretty good, like close the border and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And she went on to say that that's extreme. She's a left-wing person. She's left of left. We'll go with that as well. And she's dangerous. And the way they run their campaign, you know, you can't underestimate her. But she's like a laughing hyena. She's always laughing. She only laughs when she has nothing intelligent going on up there. And that's pretty much all the time. But she's dangerous. The other day I did watch her on television. It was hard. I had to take a couple of pills first. Valium. But she was strong. And Trump, be careful and watch out, because she uses this democracy line, the lies that they use, but they do it convincingly. A lot of people like this person left of left, she believes that. A lot of them do. So we need to get past that. All of us, not just Americans, Canadians, British people, everybody in the world on the right. To protect the world, we have to work hard at this because these people are totally unhinged and I don't think they can be fixed. I used to think that there was hope for them. There isn't. And there's hope for us, but we have to run these people down and we have to talk over them. We have to get the point out there. Fox News, thank goodness for them. Their ratings are going through the roof, particularly since the debate. And that's good because we're getting some truth out there, but not a lot of it. Even CNN has kind of woken up a little bit. They're still snoozing a lot though, so we'll see. Now, strange things can happen in your day. I want you to go out, all of you. Y'all have a good day, but strange things can happen in your day. There was a gal that was doing a barrel race just recently at a rodeo. And a barrel racing gal, her horse went down and she hangs on, but then she loses her grip and the horse fell and she lost her grip and her pants came off. I feel for her. She wasn't hurt, apparently. That's the first thing, to heck with the clothing, but it's just kind of a fun thing. So watch out for your day because anything can happen. Have a look. Have a happy day. See ya.